This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
Greece takes over the presidency of the European Union today at a time when 27% of Greeks are out of work and the country is not winning the award for the most popular member of the EU. For the next 6 months, Greece will organize meetings and conferences. It gets to set policy priorities. And not surprisingly, Greek politicians say they want to focus on the economy and jobs. Mark Lowen is the BBC's Athens correspondent. He's on the line with us from the Greek capital. Hey there, Mark.
Hi, David.
I wanted to ask you first just about the mechanics of the EU presidency. This is a rotating thing.
Yeah, it's rotating. Every member of the European Union gets a six-month tenure at the helm of the EU presidency. But actually, things have changed a little bit in the last few years since the so-called Lisbon Treaty was voted through in 2009, which created the post of a permanent president. So, you know, the discussion will be led nominally by Greece, but actually the actual real power to change and shape and move policy is somewhat limited.
You know, 6 months, it strikes me, isn't that long a period of time, and it must be hard not only to convey one's agenda, but to drive that agenda as well when you only have so few months to do it.
It is, and bear in mind that the presidency EU can be one in which people say, oh, actually, they did that quite well, and Greece is hoping, really, that if there is a successful six-month presidency, perhaps that kind of bad blood that there's been between Greece and Brussels over the last few years of the financial crisis might ease a little bit.
We were talking just a few months ago about Greece exiting the Eurozone, or being shown the exit from the Eurozone, I suppose. And I wonder just to what degree this is an opportunity for them. It sounds like a big one.
It is an opportunity, and we're no longer really talking about Grexit. In fact, the Greek Prime Minister likes to talk about Greekovery, which is another ugly phrase. But actually, that is not yet widely being felt, really, by ordinary people. They are still struggling with huge unemployment of 27%, with businesses closing, with one in four below the poverty line. It is far away from that kind of really bright light of recovery that it hopes will begin to shine soon.
Mark, because of the state of Greece, because of the state of the Greek economy, will this presidency look different or function differently than predecessors?
Well, it's talking about a Spartan six-month presidency. Even, David, check this, the traditional scarves and ties that are given as presents to visiting dignitaries have been scrapped because they were going to cost €147,000, about $220,000, and that's gone out the window. So that just shows you the incredible sacrifices that Greece is making for its presidency.
Are people there talking about, or are they excited about, again, regaining the spotlight that comes with this presidency?
Not really, no. It's really been very, very low profile here. And I'm actually even quite surprised by how few complaints they've been about the €50 million that the country is going to have to budget for the presidency. And that comes from various different types of budgets and pots. But there have not really been many voices saying we should just scrap it because we can't afford it.
Mark Lowen, the BBC's correspondent in Athens. Thank you very much, Mark.
Pleasure.